I guess we've kind of been ahead of the curve
in terms of soccer in this country. I mean, obviously success in 99. Even though you guys haven't won the cup, it's been a second place or a third place finish. Not that that's necessarily taken for granted, but just that maybe the support hasn't been there. The men's team has kind of struggled on the global stage. But the women's team seem like perennial, not favorites, but competitive at least.
Yeah. So do you, are
just
we...
like, do you think that women's, that the U.S. women's team has kind of been ahead of the curve in terms of soccer popularity in the country overall?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've always had great support from our fans. I mean, you go back to what the team did in '99 and the enormous growth for women's soccer post World Cup, but I think it's steadily grown, and even in, you know, youth soccer, you see how many kids are playing now, and how many people follow the team, and just incredible support that we've got from the entire country. So I mean, I think ahead of the curve, I don't know. I think it's been a pretty steady path of improvement, though.
Do you think this World Cup will be the most hyped and the most watched and publicized female sporting event in history? Has it kind of been leading up to this moment?
You know, it's funny because we kind of live in a little bit of a bubble, so we're you know, kind of focused on what we're doing. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
Julie Johnson. Talking about the bubble, it looked like until pretty recently you weren't going to get back in this bubble. I talked to you after a Chicago Washington game a couple years ago about the bizarre situation you found yourself in. Could you look back and reflect a little bit on what's happened to you?
Yeah, I mean, it has been a crazy journey back. You know, I can say I didn't really think this was going to happen a couple years ago. But, you know, just, I mean, to be back now is such a special feeling. You know, being 5 years off the team, it was kind of something that was, you know, out of sight, out of mind for me. I just focused, I enjoyed playing in the pro leagues and, you know, enjoyed what I was doing. But obviously this is every player's dream, and it's pretty neat to have another opportunity at it.
People think of you as a midfielder maybe first, but it looks like you're getting most of your results back. Are you still in the mix in midfield?
I would assume I'm going to get most playing time at left back. Even back 5 years ago, I played in the back with the national team, and then I kind of play all over the place with the league, but I'd say I'm a left back.
What's it been like also getting back into the staff and the medical training? I mean, is there any awkwardness there? Because you were, I personally don't know that you got a fair shake for a while and then a switch flip. So.
I mean, I don't, there's no hard feelings with anybody here. And there's no hard feelings with U.S. soccer. You know, it's, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and we had different opinions, you know. And but I think, you know, we're good. It was great to get back with the staff. See, you know, people I haven't seen in a while, it's been good.
You know, when I talked to you, you said that, you know, you had to wait on them, and then they